The Democratic Alliance in Johannesburg is vindicated as reports emerge that City Power has paid 12 million rand to politically connected contractor before any work had been done at all. In light of these revelations on News 24, the DA has again written to the Auditor General, Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, and National Treasury to urgently intervene in Johannesburg's continued governance crisis. In November 2024, we wrote to these same entities urging an investigation into allegations of fraud, corruption, and possible violations of the Municipal Finance Management Act at City Power. We were forced to ask for national intervention last year as our Promotion of Access to Information Act requests were either stonewalled or denied, citing POPIA. Our questions were simple: list of City Power contractors, value of work done, broken down per contractor, number of times the same contractor was awarded different projects, amounts paid to contractors, and quality control sheets and sign-off prior to payments being made. The question, as our continued efforts and requests are ignored, now becomes how high up the collusion to hide corruption go. Both the Auditor General and Department of COCTA acknowledged our letter on 4 December 2024, and we await further updates on the progress of these investigations. Transparency, accountability, and the rule of law is non-negotiable, and we will always stand on the sides of the residents of Johannesburg.